email drivetime@rte.ie.
There is a cheating controversy dominating the chess world this week, and it's not over yet. A fortnight ago, the world chess champion Magnus Carlsen sensationally pulled out of a tournament for the first time in his career, and then on Monday, he stunned the sport again by resigning a game after just one move. Both times, Magnus Carlsen was faced with the same opponent, his arch nemesis, 19-year-old American Hans Niemann. We can listen to the moment now that Carlsen resigned after one move on Monday.
He plays d4 because this is his main move. d4, knight f6, c4. Yeah, definitely. And what? No.
What happened? What?
No. What happened? That's it?
We're going to try and get an update on this. Magnus Carlsen just resigned, got up and left, switched off his camera, and that's all we know right now.
Wow. Speechless, yeah?
Speechless, yeah, indeed. Well, joining me on the line now is Mark Quinn, who is an international master and coach who also represented Ireland at multiple chess Olympics. Mark, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Cormac.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, it's a very interesting scenario that we're witnessing at the moment, and I think it's probably something to do with the age that we live in. We've all been a little bit isolated from the world, and we've all been online and somewhat alienated from other people. And there's an element of paranoia creeping in to the current world champion's, you know, play at the moment and his behaviour. And the question really the world is asking is really, is this paranoia well-founded? And is Niemann actually cheating in classical chess, as he has admitted to doing online during the pandemic when playing on chess.com?
And what's your reading of it, Mark? Is Magnus Carlsen the world number one right here? Has he made the right move? Or could a Hans Niemann actually be cheating?
My own personal opinion, and this is backed up also by an international master by the name of Regan, who actually took it on board back in, you know, the early 2000s, to develop a number of algorithms to actually check games to see if people are cheating, is that Niemann didn't actually cheat against Carlsen over the board in the game that he won in St. Louis. He won that fair and square. In the sense that he didn't cheat, he wasn't assisted by any computer engines, you know, secreted away, you know, on his person, as though, as people have been insinuating. There wasn't anybody in the room who was signaling to him. He had no devices on him, either wires or even, as it has happened in 2015, a tournament, he had no secret camera hidden in his necktie. There's been lots of different attempts to cheat at chess, but the actual stats that came back, which are the same stats that, you know, economists use, in predictive analytical models, came back to say that, in fact, you know, he didn't play particularly any better than most grandmasters there. But where I think something has happened here, and this might explain Carlsen's strange behavior, is that the interview that Niemann gave afterwards, he basically talked about, you know, the opening that Carlsen had played as if it was a mainline variation that everyone should know. And that he actually admitted to having, the 12th, you know, move on the chessboard that morning, and he was looking at it, when in fact it's an incredibly rare, you know, a variation in a real sideline in an opening that isn't played very much.
Okay. And so he shouldn't have known. He shouldn't have been able to recognise it so quickly. Is that the idea?
Well, no, it's not even that he shouldn't have been known. There is no way that I can explain that he would have had that position on the chessboard that morning were it not for the fact that somehow there was a leak in Carlsen's team of seconds, and he had a lot of seconds, or else he overheard somehow, you know. What Niemann said in the interview, he said that it was a ridiculous miracle that he had it on board. Now, he called it an impossible miracle. So, you know, if it's both impossible and a miracle, and then you begin to start asking questions. And I think that Carlsen's paranoia is based on the fact that he senses, having sat opposite him throughout the duration of the game, that he thinks that Niemann knew something. And you can pick up that kind of thing when you're sitting opposite someone for 5 hours.
Okay.
And you're basically picking up on their energy and everything.
So in terms of where it's at now, I know Neiman has admitted that he cheated in the past in online events with the help of computer assistants when he was like 12 or 16 years old. But he says he is clean now. He insists he's clean. And he said he's prepared to play naked to prove his innocence. Would that help?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the viewers of Drive Time if that would help to increase the figures of the tournament. Possibly.
Oh, I don't know. Were you ever asked to play naked, Mark? I mean, it's something else.
No, actually, I think if I had offered to do that, I'd probably be paid to do the contrary.
It's really distracting. But, I mean, it really would. You have to concentrate in chess.
Yeah, you do. No, I think there's something that's interesting here that is going on is that Magnus Carlsen has decided not to defend his world title. He won it and defended it 5 times, and he absolutely destroyed the Russian contender Yana Pomiachi at the last outing. And this year, he's simply decided that he's not going to defend it. He can't be beaten. Nobody can come near him, and so he's basically
or is he running scared from Neiman?
No, he's not. No, Neiman, look, Neiman is only 19 years old. And Neiman is very talented. And the other thing about Neiman is that Neiman is one of these guys who basically spent 2 years during lockdown in a room by himself without any family around. And he plays like a computer, not because he's accessing a computer, but because he analyzes with a computer the whole time and not with other human beings.
Okay.
And this is sort of very symptomatic of a lot of players. So just to say, but the thing about Carlsen and the World Championships is kind of, important. His goal is to get to 2,900. And when Neiman beat him last week, that was a major setback for him. 2,900 is the ranking system. It would make Carlsen the strongest player of all time. So he's focused on that now and not the World Championship.
Okay.
And Neiman has just thrown a real spanner in the works.
Well, look, time is up against us here.
Sorry,
but
okay.
No. It is fascinating. We've run into a time checkmate, I can tell you. Mark Quinn, international master. It's great to talk to you, and you've really explained and made it very clear for us. But it's really fascinating what's going on. Thanks a million, Mark.